Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, so technical, so technical.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
And welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What a great show we had yesterday. And actually, we are going to continue that show because we talked yesterday was about being embracing and being okay with uncertainty and also defining relationships. But before I go on, let me introduce myself and the show. I get so excited. I'm ready to jump right in. You're listening to Reality Spirituality, and I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. And this show, Reality Spirituality, it's not a religion. It's a guideline to living connected, connected to the most powerful energy source, connected to the energy that creates worlds. You know, we focus on our everyday life experiences and our connection between what's going on in the moment and our connection with the universe. This is a show about everyday life. What's going on in your life? This is common circumstances, events, relationships. And we are going to focus on relationships today. And how we define our relationship is exactly how it is going to play out. Now, I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist, and what that means is when I was younger, I only wished for two things. You know, when you blow your candles out on your birthday cake or you throw coin into the fountain and you make a wish, I always asked for the same two things. I didn't ask for Mr. Right. I didn't ask to live on a house on a hill. I didn't ask for tons and tons of money. What I asked for was to, number one, live to my potential, and then number two, to be happy. And when I say happy, I'm talking about a happiness that comes from within, inside, a happiness that is my foundation. If happiness is my foundation, then guess what? My life is going to be peaceful. My life is going to be, I didn't say it's going to be easy, but everything that happens to me and everything that doesn't happen to me, I am going to be able to be at peace with it all. A happiness that isn't caused by anything that happens to me, but a happiness that is who I am in every cell of my body. You know, I don't have control over what happens. I don't have control over anything that happens to me, but I definitely have control over my perspective, my responses, my behavior, my words, my personal vibration, or also known as my energy. My energy. I have control over the energy that I emit. And quite frankly, when I choose to live knowing that everything is in order, trusting that everything is in order, and surrendering to that, when I live like that, my vibration is that changes the world. I can change the world just by being in my own house. I can change the world just by changing my own vibration. And if I can do it, you can do it. the relationship that I have with the universe is going to be different than the relationship you have with the universe. My relationship is unique to me, and yours is just as unique. I say we are as different as our fingerprints, and that is the truth. What you, in other words, your journey is so special and so unique to you, it's up to you to discover and find out ways to connect, live your truth. And what does that mean, live your truth? It's basically being who you are. And also, this is going to sound, I don't know how it's going to sound, but for most of my life, I didn't even know who I was. I didn't even know what I liked. I didn't even know what was important to me and what was not important to me. And let me tell you why, because, listen, I had a mother and a father, and they had their issues. They had their journey. They had their challenges. And when I was growing up, you know, very early age, I took on all of their energy. I took on all of their perspectives. I soaked it in. And actually, I believe that what they were telling me was true. Now, some of it was, some of it wasn't. But more importantly, it wasn't true for me. When I say we're as different as our fingerprints, I mean that what I value, what turns me on, if you will, is different than every other person on this planet. That's what makes us unique. And let me tell you what I'm passionate about and what I value. I am a truth junkie. I am a truth addict. And I can feel the truth. I can feel when someone is talking to me, if they're telling me the truth. And when I say the truth, I'm not talking about the truth from the ego stance. I'm talking about a universal truth. I can feel it. And it's no other feeling that I've ever felt. And it's my GPS. It's my guide. It's my guidelines. It's what I live by. And let me share this. My goals and my wants and my desires have changed. I don't have a list of things to do. There is nothing that I should do, only what I am inspired to do. And every day and every moment, I tune in to that inspiration. And I, even to the point of, do I turn right or do I turn left? Even when I'm driving, there might be times when I take a different route only because I'm inspired to. So I've gotten rid of things I have to do, this man-made world and these man-made things and these man-made, what man determines a success. What I've done is let go of all of it, let go, surrendered to whatever the universe and however the universe directs me. I'm inspired some days. I'm really productive. Some days I get a lot done, and some days I don't get, you know, by man's terms, I don't get anything done. I sit quietly. Sometimes I watch television. Sometimes I read, and I don't do anything quote-unquote productive. It's really funny because it's a different way of living, and it fits me. It fits me perfectly. Now, there's some people that like to, you know, have a list and check it off. 10 things to do today, I've got them all done. I don't roll like that anymore, and that's what this journey is about, just being different and being open to change and being open to evolving and being open to growing. And I have to say that I've never been happier in my life, and I've actually done less. I've actually accomplished, quote-unquote, less. Anyway, that's the show, Reality Spirituality. And what I am here for, what I would like to be here for, is just to clarify or help you clarify where you are in your journey and to assist you with whatever questions you have for me and or the universe. And I'm not here to give you future readings. I'm not here to tell you, oh, yes, you're going to get this job or you're not going to get this job. Oh, you're going to be in this relationship. Oh, you're going to find Mr. Right. I'm not here for that. But what I am here for is to clarify where you are in this moment. So with that, I would like to invite all of you to call in area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And we have a few people in the queue, and I'm going to go to my first caller, who is area code 856. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. You are live. What's your first name?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. It's a little staticky. Are you calling on a landline?
No, I'm calling on a cell phone. I don't have a landline.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to put up with all of it. That's okay. What's going on? First of all, what's your first name?
I'm sorry, Rebecca. My name is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
It didn't say unmuted, so I didn't know it was me, 856, perhaps someone else. So, because normally it would say unmuted, and then you would know that you were called. We spoke a long time ago. I really enjoyed speaking with you.
Mm-hmm.
I have some really cool things going on right now, and I was calling to see what you could pick up on any of the three topics. I realize you have other callers, so I'll try to go quickly. It is a relationship question, one of them.
Okay.
I have someone named George, who I went with for years, many years ago. We had broken up, and he had regretted, and I had regretted, and it's been many years.
Stacy, can you do me a favor and call right back in, please? Can you just give me a call right back? I just want to see if the line's going to be a little bit clearer. Can you just call
Absolutely.
Right back, and I'll put you right back on live?
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, good. Yeah, it was a little staticky, and we'll see if I want to talk to her, but we'll see if we can get that static cleared up. In the meantime, I want to share with my listeners something that I found. Let's see, who is this? Oh, a really interesting man, very, very connected. When I say connected, he gets this shit. He gets this universal stuff. And his name is Guy Finley. And one of the things that, I'm going right back to you, Stacy, one of the things that he says, there's six simple exercises to help you begin to shed the barriers that stand between you and the special part of yourself. And I really have to share these six things because they're so important. The first one is stop looking for someone else's approval to determine your own worth. I love that. Don't look for anybody else's approval. Haven't we all done that? I mean, I'm raising my hand, yes. The second thing is stop feeling responsible for the happiness or the unhappiness of someone else. Been there, done that. I'm raising my hand again. Have you ever felt responsible for someone else's happiness? Or if they're unhappy, oh, yes, it must be my fault. Or maybe I can do something to make them happy or assist them in being happy. No, that's no. Stop thinking that you can change what happened yesterday and stop reliving it today. I love that. Stop thinking you can change what happened yesterday and stop reliving it today. Now, I have to say that one of the gifts that the universe gave me is it is forgetfulness. And I used to think, oh, gosh, I can't remember what happened. I don't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. But you know what? That is a gift. Unless I'm trying to remember a phone number or I put everything on a calendar. I tell you right now that yesterday is over. Yesterday does not exist to me at all. In fact, if someone asks me a question, and I'm often asked, do you remember when you, and they're talking about years ago or months ago, I have to really sit and quiet myself, and most of the time I can't remember what happened. It's like if it's happened, it's in my head and it's out. In and out. Isn't that a gift? I love it. Yesterday, I'm going to go right back to Stacy, and we're going to talk about the other things that add to our misery. Those are the first three. The first three things that add to our misery are looking for someone else's approval to define our worth. The second is feeling responsible for the happiness or unhappiness of someone else. And the third thing is stop thinking you can change what happened yesterday and stop reliving it today. But let me see if Stacy, if the line is cleared up a little bit more. Stacy, are you with me?
I am. Is this any better?
Ooh, it is better. Yay. It is better. It is better. There's no static. Oh, great. What a great suggestion I had. Okay, so
glad you can hear me.
Yeah, so where we left off was you were talking about a relationship, and I believe you said his name was George, right?
Correct.
Okay, and take it from there, Stacy.
George and I, we've been in love for many, many, many years. We went together for years. He hopped over that fence years ago, cheated on me, and got the girl pregnant. The girl went off birth control and didn't tell him, and he stayed for the child.
Oh, okay.
They're now getting divorced. We've never lost contact.
Mm-hmm.
We've stayed close. We've worked out our issues through the years, and we're just the best of friends.
Mm.
He came over the other night and let me know that they're getting divorced now. And it's a civil divorce. It's not a nasty divorce. And I wanted to see if you picked anything up on that. That's the one thing. I have a lot of good things going on right now. I'm in a good place. I'm also trying to buy a condo. I'm in the middle
Well, Stacy, let's stay with one thing at a time because I said I can't remember what happened yesterday. So let me just stay with that first. Your first question about George, and you're talking about the relationship, and you said something interesting. You said you worked out all of your issues, and you also said that
together.
You were
together,
right? And you said that you were in love. So I would like, because I have my definition of being in love, or not being in love, but what love is. So I would like to share with you my definition of love, because it's really very. You don't hear it quite often. And for me, love is loving someone regardless of what they do and loving them regardless of what they don't do. So in other words, there are no conditions. They don't have to...
Unconditional love, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So is that what you're describing? Is that what you're describing to me that you have?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there should not be any questions then, my dear Stacy.
I don't have any questions about how I feel and about going forward with him. I guess I'm just saying what if you saw, I mean, are you, do you have the gift of mediumship?
No, I do not have the gift of mediumship, but what I do have is, no, I don't have the gift of mediumship. I do. I'm very intuitive, and I really can only assist the person that is on the phone with me. So if you're asking a question about him, he would have to call in, and then I could feel him. But from what you said to me is that you feel really good about where you are. You feel very...
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
I don't feel any. I mean, it feels like you're cool. You're good.
Yeah, I am. I am. And I was, like I said, I had three things going on, the other two that I haven't had a chance to mention. And I was just calling to see, you know, if you had anything to add to it. But it doesn't sound like, you know.
Well, let me say this. I do have a question now. Now that you're talking more, I do have a question for you. And the question is, why do you have a question about the relationship if you feel so good about it?
Curiosity to see if you picked up anything else, you know. So that was all.
Okay. So you are. There are no issues of. You don't have any question. You're clear. You're flowing. There's no resistance. There's nothing. There's no little fly in the ointment. Absolutely no fly in the ointment. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. I like it. Next. Next.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Because the other two things, I would really. It's more on the level that I'm going for a condo, and I also am trying to move up in my career, and I have a very important meeting next week, and was curious about that. But I'll leave it, you know, with just the George question, and I appreciate your time, Rebecca. And the whole time you were talking before, you know, taking my call, everything you were saying rang true with me. It was like you were describing me, you know, and you know, I wish, you know, more people had that inner happiness and that, that just that positive outlook, because it's true. When you're happy inside, you could be inside your house doing nothing, but you're truly happy, and you can't control everything that happens around you, but you can definitely give yourself that inner peace, and it's a beautiful gift to have.
Well, thank you. You know, thank you, Stacey. But let me add something, because you're talking about, because just your questions alone just got me curious. Talking about you being curious, it's got me curious, and I'm just going to use myself as an example. You talked about your condo, and then you talked about a job. One of the things that I really had to let go of is, and let go of and start embracing, and that is the theme of this show today, which is being okay with uncertainty. And and not only being okay with it is like that's the only way to live. The only way. To live is just being is I don't know about the condo. I don't know about the job. I don't know if I'm going to I don't know if I'm going to be speaking at certain events. I don't know if I'm going to have more book signings with my book, The Latest Book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About
Happiness.
But
isn't that what makes everything exciting?
Yes. And so with that, quite frankly for me, guess what, Stacey? There are no questions about the future. There are no questions about the next moment. It's only because however I am in this moment, I am taking into the next moment. So if I have a question about the future, or if I'm concerned or thinking about what's going to happen next, then I'm going to take that into my next moment, and I'm always going to be thinking about or being or wanting to know more about the next moment. I'm dealing with some things this week specifically. My mother's health, I just I was just told that it's not, you know, she's got some leakage. She's got some leakage close to her pacemaker. I don't know if she is going to be around for the rest of this year. And I say that, and I've already cried over it, and I've already, you know, thought about it. But what I'm doing right now is, and excuse me, is every time.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry.
This month is two years since I lost my own mother. I am sorry.
But I want to share that. now that I have this moment, it is really about the moments that I'm having with her. And the moments that I'm having with her right now are so precious, even the craziest ones. Listen, the other day, I'm getting off the subject, and I'm going to go to my next callers in a minute, but I want to stay with you, Stacey. The other day, she was correcting my speech. She asked me a question. She says, what are you having for dinner tonight? She calls me Becky. She says, what are you having for dinner tonight, Becky? And I said, I'm having a salad and maybe a smoothie. And she says, what did you say? I said, a salad. And she says, how do you spell salad, Becky? How do you spell it? Listen, I'm 50-something years old, and she said, I said, S-A-L-A-D. She says, pronounce salad. It's not salad. It's salad. and believe me, Stacey, I was there, and I'm telling you, a year ago, I would have hung up the phone on her like what the hell are you doing? Don't try to, I mean, what? But I said, okay, I'm going to try to get this right. Salad, salad, salad. And then I started playing with her. I said, salad, salad. So it's,
and there's all the moments that make you laugh. I real quickly, because I know you have other calls. My mother has been very, very sick, and she had been unconscious for days, and we're all there at the ICU. And all of a sudden, now this woman is on heavy-duty medication. You know, she is really drugged up. And all of a sudden, she sits up, and she looks like she just had a pot of coffee, and she says, I thought I was going to die this morning, but I didn't. So since I'm here, tell me what the scoopage is. What's going on? And she went person to person to person as if she was in her own condo having coffee and talking to us like nothing had happened. And I took it as a gift from God.
You know,
and he gave our mother back for a few hours of fun and direct dialogue. And it was a wonderful gift.
You know, I just, listen, I could just go through the telephone and go through these wires and just kiss you on your lips right now. Yes.
Aw.
Yes. I mean,
yeah.
And everyone that is listening, that is the lesson. You know, it's not that serious, everyone. And when I take things seriously, I have a serious energy. I have a serious vibration. And quite frankly, that serious vibration and energy does not help my mother. It does not help me.
Enjoy. Laugh with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get those silly moments in.
Yeah, silly, goofy, crazy, wacky. Let's have some fun with this. Let's have some fun with this life. It's not that serious. It is a gift, and it is supposed to be joyful and fun and happy, even if somebody is dying.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great call, Stacey.
Oh, thank you. And I wish the best for you and your mother, and enjoy every moment you can get.
I am. I'm actually going to visit her Thursday. Listen, I know what keeps me happy. I know what keeps my perspective on. And when I go visit, I fly in the morning and I leave that night. I fly in the morning and I leave that night. Anything longer than that, I'm going to have to change my whole vocabulary. So I visit very often, but for one day. It might get a little bit longer. Who knows? But, yeah, that's my whole thing. Thank you so much, Stacey. I love you so much. Thank you.
Same here, darling. I'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Please do. Yeah, keep listening. Oh, what a great call. Wow, thank you all. And let's see, we have another caller, and this is area code. I just want to take a breath and soak that in, because sometimes I talk the talk, I walk the talk, but I also want to sit and soak it in. And I want all my listeners, I want my audience to sit And another thing I want to say is just to breathe more, just to have, just to take more deep breaths and pause. You know, take time to pause in this life. Take time to breathe and pause. We'll always get to the next moment until we stop getting to the next moment. But the soaking it in is really, really, it's like savoring a good meal, you know, your favorite meal. Oh, my goodness. Yesterday I had this lime sherbet, like mint sherbet ice cream, and I usually don't eat ice cream. I mean, I was out for dinner. And it's been years since I've had ice cream, and I ate that ice cream so slow. It almost melted on me because I just felt like savoring every moment. I didn't know when I was going to have mint ice cream again, and just savor it all. So that's another thing I want to share with my listeners. Savor it, savor more, pause more, and breathe more. I'm going to go to my next caller, area code 918. You are live on Reality Spirituality. Welcome to the show. What's your first name?
Angela.
Hi, Angela.
I really liked hearing what you had to say because things have been so heavy, and I've been taking things so seriously this summer. And
So I'm glad you called. Listen, this is a place where we take serious and just throw it out the window. So what's going on with you, Angela, that's so serious?
Well, I haven't had confirmation, but I've been afraid to go to the doctor. I went to one doctor, and they said I had pancreatic cancer, and that was pretty bad. And then I had gotten hacked, and just a whole bunch of unnecessary things happened this summer, and feel very overwhelmed, and what used to not jar me is easily jarring me.
It sounds like, let me just speak for myself, because these are my lessons, and when things like that, it's like a cluster, you know, cluster blankety
mm-hmm.
blank blank. I actually could say it, but for some reason I'm not feeling to say it. It's just like a cluster of things happening, like, come on, universe, really? I mean, do you give me something else, another challenge, another? Okay, I've had enough. That's enough. Thank you. No, thank you. Enough. And what I found for me when those are times that are really overwhelming, health issues, financial issues, relate, you know, all of it. I mentioned my mother earlier.
Yes.
What I found is to start trusting. I mean, really, really dig in and trust, and really, really dig in and trust, and know that everything that's happening is there for a reason that is going to make me, push me, force me to grow and evolve and to be better. I don't like it, doesn't feel comfortable. Would I design it? Hell no. But I know that the universe's plan is better than my plan. And I've given up planning. So I would like to ask you, and this is going to be a tough, tough, tough question, but I would like to ask you, can you find anything beneficial, anything good, for some of the things that you've been going through? Can you find any good in it right now?
I feel closer to my daughters. I mean, that's first thing. More time with them. More.
And okay, because that's huge. I mean, that you even said that right away. That's huge. And how do you feel closer?
Oh, I've been thinking about this a lot. I was on iHeartRadio and earlier, and then in the end of May, early June, hackers got a hold of my account, and they canceled everything. I wasn't able to get back on iHeartRadio. So now I had more time to spend with my family. Then I find out about the cancer, and, you know, just that time is so valuable, so valuable. You know, because of what that horrible thing that happened about them canceling my shows, you know, that was done to me, but everything, there's a reason. We work in patterns, and I think that happened because I needed the time with my kids.
Okay, so you're saying that you had a radio show?
I had three talk shows on iHeartRadio, which is not an easy thing to do. And to
right.
keep up with
oh my
three
goodness.
Shows.
Yeah.
Three separate shows. That took a lot of work, a lot of preparation.
Hell
you know,
yeah.
A lot of, yeah. And it all got yanked out from underneath me, like with no warning. Some person in Australia hacked my account, and that's all she wrote, you know. But it worked out for the best, because then I spent more time with my kids, because I didn't have to do all these hours of preparation, and, you know, it has worked out for the best, and I'm just hoping that doctor was wrong about the cancer, and, you know, I'm enjoying my girls like I should in the summers, you know, the swimming with them, and, you know, the things that bring us closer to spending time, painting our nails, you know. They're only young for so long.
No, I'm not going to agree with that. You're only so.
Well,
you
I meant for little
so,
girls, you know, where I can
oh,
dress
the
them
girls.
Up.
Oh, I thought you were talking
and,
about
you know,
us. I thought you were talking about, you know, us as
well, I'm
as
always a,
a
kid, and I think
okay.
my youngest
that's,
will always be a kid. The other
okay.
one was just born old.
Okay, I get what you're saying now, because I thought
yeah.
you were talking about us. I'm like, oh, hell no, Angela. I'm going to be young. I'm 122. I get it. Okay, I totally get
yeah.
what you're saying. Okay. Wow, what a wonderful way to look at it. And
my ex-fiancé is not so ex anymore, and I went and had the time for him before they took those shows away. You know, sometimes losing is winning.
I would say there is no such thing as losing. I think it's all winning, and I wouldn't say sometimes.
Well,
I would say
essentially,
it's all winning. It's all winning.
When someone's presented with a situation that looks like a loss, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's a reason for that loss, and it can be turned around into a win. It's just a matter of perspective.
That's right. That's right. And it's one of the things I've changed is how, in fact, how I speak and what words I use to speak, what words I use, what words I choose. There is no such word in my vocabulary as should. There is no such word as losing. There is no such word as negative or bad. And quite frankly, I was just informed this week. Well, not this week, but even when I say good, it's a label, and it's just the experience without the judgment. It's just the experience without the judgment, and that
okay.
you are so perceptive that you said you lost three radio shows, and it sounds like
my quality of life has improved.
Yes, yes, and let
and
me
that's
share.
Worth more to me than any amount of money could.
Yes, and let me share something with you when you talked about this cancer that the diagnosis
mm-hmm.
that wanting to be incorrect or you wanting the doctor to be wrong about it. Let me just shift and let me just choose a different perspective, and that perspective is surrendering to whatever the diagnosis is, because whatever the diagnosis is, and it's not easy, it's easy to say, it's harder to walk, or it's more challenging to walk, let's say that. For me, it's challenging, is whatever the diagnosis is going to be for your betterment, whatever the diagnosis is going to be for your growth and for your evolution. And because you have children, because I've thought about this, because you have children, now you have the ability to be an example to them. If or when anything, whatever happens in their life and they're challenged. See, we as parents, me going through this challenge with my mother, my brother, my son is watching me. My son is watching me. He's 29 right now, and there's going to be a time when I'm not going to be around or I'm going to be close to death. And I want him to see, I want to be the example that he can use. I'm not saying he has to be like me, but he can use me as an example to choose another way to look at these challenging diagnoses.
Oh, I agree. I agree very much so. Very much so.
Did that change it a little bit?
Well, it's just, I have to stay in the reality, gratitude. And yeah, but there's times when I feel overwhelmed. And, you know, I'm sure everything will work out. And even this ex-fiance, I'm not certain if that will work out. But if it does, oh, how wonderful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he lost a wife, and that's one of his biggest fears. He doesn't know I've been told this. And, oh, my goodness.
Well, let me say this. Because one of the things, and let me just tone it all down. One of the things that I've learned is that my happiness, my peace of mind, all of this this contentment cannot include anyone else. You said something about sometimes you're overwhelmed, and believe me, I get in the same situation, the same moments. And when I feel that, it's like sometimes I can't even sleep. The thoughts just keep coming and happening, and it is overwhelming, and it is uncomfortable, and it's like, ugh. And finding peace is is not as easy as finding peace when things are, you know, not so challenging.
I didn't sleep last night. I did not sleep
at
all. That's why my voice is kind of gravelly.
Well, your voice is perfect. One thing I want to say is that I've learned, because I even asked the universe, like, why the hell are you putting me through this? Okay, I know the challenge. I know it's for my betterment. I know it's for my growth. You know, why does this have to feel so uncomfortable? And why does it have to feel so uncomfortable for, you know, I don't mind a, you know, minute or two or even an hour, but why does this shit have to go on for days sometimes?
Yeah.
And the universe just answers me back with, we want you to be able to find peace in the middle of a tornado, in the middle of a tsunami, in the middle of a storm, in the middle of drama, in the middle of whatever circumstance. We want you to be able to find peace. And I'm like, I can't sleep. I get my thoughts. They said, but it's like riding a wave. You go up and you go down. You go up and you find calm waters. Even the time when it's that, you know, you can't sleep, the thoughts are overwhelming, even those times are universal. Even though it feels different and it doesn't feel as comfortable, even those times are connections to the universe. I used to think that I was unplugged, and I used to think that, oh, God, I'm losing it. Where's my happiness? But even those times are times to be appreciated, because it's life. It's part of life. And nothing lasts forever. The peaceful times don't last forever. The traumatic times don't last forever. And to be able to ride the wave and still know that this will pass, whatever it is going to pass, brings me some peace. Brings me a lot of peace. And I'm able to ride it, okay, with a little less seriousness and a little less resisting and a little less, in other words, holding on for dear life and a little struggling, and with a little bit more relaxing the muscles in my body. And, oh, look at those thoughts, and just observing as opposed to being in it. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it makes sense to me. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I think that sounds good.
Oh. I would love for you. Go ahead. Go.
I was wanting to know if you saw anything in the way of love for me.
This is what I'm going to share with you.
All right.
I feel that my dear Angela, I'm trying to figure out how I want to say this. It's going to be clear. I would like you, my dear Angela, to experience all the love that you are wanting, all the love that you're needing, all of the love that you are looking forward to. I want you to find all of that in the mirror.
Well, I mean, I've never been married. I've never lived with a man. I want to share some time with an adult man. You know, it just would be nice.
Yeah, now we're talking about two separate things. Sharing time with an adult man is great, but that's two separate things. And it was interesting.
Well, I'd love to be deeply, passionately in love, but I'm also a realist, you know. And
let me, you know what I feel from you? I feel that, okay, and I'm going to say it again, because I'm going to say it again. I want you to find all of that stuff that you're passionate about. I want you to find that passion and love. I want you to find that in the mirror. I want you to find that. I want you to be in love with Angela. I want you to look in the mirror. I want you to feel that love, that passion for you. And the other stuff is just icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to find that. I want you to find that for you.
Well, I don't know what to say. I think I love myself. I'm pretty certain of it.
How are you certain? How are you certain? I mean, do you have any? How are you certain that you are? Do you have any judgments about what you do or what you don't do?
Well, I'd say my only regret is not finishing college, but I should be able to do that next, not this coming semester, but the next in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
I have a plan,
okay.
You know.
Okay, so I've hit the nail on the head because I just feel this, I feel like a resistance. And you can say that I'm wrong. I mean, I'm cool with some people thinking that I'm wrong, or you thinking that I'm wrong. But there is that.
It just doesn't feel right. That doesn't mean that it's wrong.
That's
Does
true.
That make sense?
That,
like, yes. I'm open to looking at things in a different light, a different perspective. I'm open to.
Yeah, I want you to really look and feel that. You know what? There is nothing that I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing that I regret. There is nothing that I, you know, everything, every decision that I've made, my life has unfolded perfectly. I have made no mistakes. The universe doesn't make mistakes. There is nothing I need to accomplish. There is nothing I need to do. I am perfect in this moment. I am perfect in all of my moments, all of the moments in the past, all of the moments in the future. You know, you've said a couple of things that you said, you know, you want the diagnosis to be different. I get that. But,
well, I want to live. I mean, I've had cancer before, so I just, but this one, the pancreatic is very aggressive. And odds are like 4% survival, and that's only if I have a certain type of pancreatic cancer.
I get it. Yeah. I get it, and I'm feeling your struggle with it. I cannot even imagine being in your shoes, on your journey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just outside looking in, but I still want you to. It's like allowing the universe to take you through whatever journey you need to go through, whatever it looks like.
Well, I don't want to go through that one, let me tell you. I don't want to go through that one. I'll take things into my own hands, you know. you know, I won't do the chemo. There's no need to. It very rarely saves anyone with pancreatic cancer. I'll go to an alternative method, and that might work.
Okay. What do you love about you?
My passion to make a difference.
In your own life or in others' lives?
In other lives, in my life, my personal life, my kids' life. I've worked with the United Nations. I've done a lot of things that without my degree. You know, I've been blessed. I've been in the right place at the right time. And being able to say the right things to affect change. And that I'm
and
very proud of.
Okay. So this is my last question. And
sure.
how have you created this change in your own life? Give me an example. Not because of, you know, your radio show being taken from you. How have you changed in your own life in the last month, 2 months, 3 months? And it has nothing to do with the radio show. I mean, you as a person, you as my dear Angela, how have you changed specifically?
Well, I've always spoken about being grateful, an attitude of gratefulness, and was just able to apply it on a deeper level. You know, I think, like forgiveness, for example, I think it's the greatest power anyone can possess. Because, you know, when you forgive someone, you're actually changing yourself. You're not changing them, you're changing yourself. And I feel like it's a metamorphosis that I'm going through. Painful, but it's good. And I'm grateful for that. You know, I believe that God leads us to certain painful moments in our life. And we can say, I'm grateful for this. I'm going to continue to serve you in whatever capacity you think is best. Or that you're what God's path is for me. Because the path he lays before me is better than any path that I've tried to struggle, to scheme, to apply for myself. And there's a lot of freedom in obedience.
Does that include pancreatic cancer?
If that's what it is, yes.
Okay. Let me throw this in because I just learned this maybe a month ago. I had a woman on my show. Her name is Jamala Shabazz, and she's the Black Esther, you know, Esther Hicks. She taught me through the entity that she channels. His name is John Christopher, and according to John Christopher, there is no such thing as forgiveness. Now, I'm saying that because I wrote a whole chapter on forgiveness in my book, Forgiveness.
Wow.
Yeah, and let me explain it because I was just like you. Oh, wow, but this true thing, I mean, I got chills. And the reason why there is no such thing, because I was thinking, oh, God, now I got to take my book, recall my book back and cross out all the chapters on forgiveness. And the reason is what she told me through John Christopher. The reason is, there is no such thing as forgiveness because forgiveness implies that there is something that was done that is wrong.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, that freed me up. Yeah.
I feel like the thing of the forgiveness is the greatest power because it doesn't affect them, it affects me. Forgiveness is not for them, it's for me.
But there's painful memories or painful
perspectives, I guess, is another way of looking at it.
Okay. I like it, but in forgiveness, you know, the way I shared it too was it was always about me, it's never about the other person. But I'm here to that my new thing is there is no such thing as forgiveness because forgiveness, even for myself, that means there was something that was done to me that was wrong or something that happened that was wrong or something that and there's no such thing that was quote-unquote wrong. At least that's the path I'm on right now. I'm just sharing with what I learned.
Are you talking like past traumas, like being raped or family members being murdered?
No.
Or?
No, because Jamila, she was raised in a home, and her mother, she describes her childhood. Her mother used to beat her with an electrical cord. She used to strip her down naked and beat her with an electrical cord. And that didn't just happen once or twice. It happened for the majority of her childhood. And she was the oldest, and she tells the story that she was angry as hell. She was angry at her mother. She thought she had to forgive her mother until this new insight, if you will. No, all of it happened in order, including the beatings with the electrical cord. That's hard to hear. I didn't like it, but I'm down with it.
I hear you.
Woof. Well, this has been a great, great show. Angela, I would love for you to call in again. I really would. I love your energy.
I'll give you
I love
an
your...
update.
Yes, an update, a continuation, chat about whatever. That's what this show is about, reality, spirituality, the truth
yeah.
about happiness. And I'm just grateful to connect with you. I really am. Thank you.
I had a final thought, and I didn't think about it to just now. As a child, I'm afraid to go to the doctor to confirm this. As a child, I was raped by my doctor twice a week. I went for allergy shots. Maybe this is a way of facing that fear.
Okay, here we go. We got to do this again next week, Angela.
Okay.
Come on now. You can't leave my audience with a cliffhanger like that.
Well, I'll be back. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Wow. What? Oh, Jesus. Woo! Reality Spirituality, heard every Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to have some more guests on the show also. I'll be updating you with my guests. But Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've liked the show, go to Reality Spirituality face page and like Reality Spirituality face page. And remember, I want you to remember, my dear audience, who the hell you are. Who are you? You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, and you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, Abraham says, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Until next week, you've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real.